Dear Diary, I had a horrible, no good, rotten, very bad day. It's Tuesday night, and I'm listening to Extra Life Radio, as always. But this episode was ruined for me. First off, I missed the chair and sat on the arm, crushing my C-sack. Then Seamus called me, trying to get me to sign some petition to make Scott change the live audio feed to Ustream. And finally, the worst part, was Scott picking his nose. Ew.
Estás escuchando Extra Life Radio!
I'm my product.
This is Extra Life Radio.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is Bill Holbrook. I do the Kevin and Kel comic strip at www.kevinandkel.com, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hey ho, all you big freak shows, you bastards. This is Extra Life Radio number 136 for May 8th, 2007. I'm Scott Johnson. Welcome back to the show if you're returning. If you're new, certainly I hope that the intro there didn't scare you away and you never come back, because we enjoy your patronage. Actually, this show costs nothing, so don't worry. But anyway, welcome back to the show, everybody. Like I said, this is show 136, slowly working our way up to our 100th episode, which will be our cancellation date, and we will no longer do shows after that. We were just telling people that. So look forward to that. Welcome back to the show. We would like to... what do I want to do? Oh, this show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. I know I mention it every week, but it's worth doing it again. You only have to pay $6.95 US for your next .com domain if you use the code LIFE1. Get your piece of the internet today. Thanks to GoDaddy.com. Also, special thanks to YouBuyNow.com for sponsoring the show. No better place to get geek toys. I just picked up a bunch of stuff from there. Brian, well, not our Brian, but the Brian of YouBuyNow will take good care of you. And while you're at it, check out Geek Armor and ComicHole.com. Great suite of stores. And don't forget to use Extra Life is your code at youbuynow.com, and you'll save 10% on your next order. That is enough business. But big thanks to those guys for helping the show stay alive every month until we work our way to the final 200th episode. Okay.
the final 200th episode.
The final one. As opposed to the other 200 that I've done. Anyway, so listen to this. We have a big show. Let's talk about who's here as regular. Brian, you're feeling pretty regular, aren't you, tonight?
Hi, how's it going? Yeah.
Good to have you back, sir. From MissionDeep.com, of course, and right here on the Extra Life Radio Show. Is your evening going as well as you would hope on a Tuesday night?
Yes, it is. And I can tell you're really finally getting comfortable with the fans. You're starting to insult them as soon as the show comes on. I remember back in, you know, like show 40 and 50, it was all kiss butt kind of stuff. You know, like, I love you guys. You guys are the greatest.
They are the best fans in the world. There's a great, I love my fans. The problem is this, and our fans. I mean, now they're our fans. It's not just mine. There's a whole contingent that thinks Brian is all there is in life, and that's all you need to do.
But
what I would say is I'm coming off of that one. Yeah. I'm coming off a few days of kind of weird fan interaction dealing with like I took a lot of crap for the comic that's up right now, and I'm kind of feeling a little feisty, like, you know, bring it. Yeah. It's like, bring it, because I'm tired of all your BS, you freaking pieces of anyway.
What do you expect for free?
Yeah, what do you expect for free?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it's very unusual.
That's my motto.
Also coming to us from Columbia.
That could be totally wrong.
Is Obsidian. Obsidian from commissionedcomic.com. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm feeling mighty sexy tonight.
Good. Your cats are fine, doing well, staying out
We're
of trouble.
We're all sexy. We're all sexy.
Oh, that's good.
Are you all baby oiled up then?
Ew.
Since you're feeling so sexy?
It's kind of difficult to baby oil a cat, you know, seeing that he's all hairy and all. But,
no, you.
But I try. I try to baby oil them every now and then.
Yeah, that's freaking nasty. We've gotten out of the way, the regulars, because who cares? Everybody knows who you guys are.
Yeah, who gives a crap?
Let's welcome to the show a returning guest of, I think, three or maybe four times now. I'm not sure exactly the total number, but joining us is Kristen from the Manic Mommies podcast.
Yay!
And there's a couple of reasons why you're here, Kristen. Mainly because you're one of our highly... you're one of our highly requested returning guests. That's true.
Okay, Scott, just get to the point, man.
But the main point is she's
Oa's asked for you back like about 10 times.
She's a mommy, see? And this week is Mother's Day. Well, Sunday is.
That's right.
And what better person to have?
I prefer to think of the whole month as Mother's Month.
Oh, really?
Well, you would.
So, Kristen, what are you getting for Mother's Day? Do you even know? What's your husband doing?
Peace and quiet. That's what I'm getting.
So he considers you his mama.
So he's cheap. Well, no, you're supposed
That's what I've asked for.
Yeah. You're supposed to help your wife. You help your kids get stuff for your wife. Of course, Brian.
Yeah, yeah.
Brian's just now learning that as a father. Yeah. He's been in trouble. But
I'm sitting here now reading your cartoon.
Oh.
So hold on a second.
It is rather offensive, isn't it?
Yeah, don't bother me. I'm busy.
I don't know how it's offensive. It's just...
I don't get it.
Let me ask you the question. Here's the problem. Everybody's been writing in saying that the joke or the strip somehow is making fun of...
Yeah, everybody should kill themselves, right?
No, everybody says I'm glorifying suicide or I'm making fun of suicide victims. And I'm like, I don't know. Does the Roadrunner jump off the cliff and... Or not the Roadrunner, the... Coyote?
Jump off the cliff? No, okay, wait.
He's not trying to kill him.
No, he has a couple of times. You bet he has.
At least get your facts.
No. That is true.
Willie Coyote does not commit suicide.
Yes, he does.
That damn Roadrunner throws him off the cliff.
Every time.
Murder.
Murder!
As one who just read it for the first time, I don't know that you're making fun or condoning suicide. I think you're making fun of the people who sit on the couch all day and realize
and they should just kill themselves.
Accomplished with their life is that they're king of a virtual world.
Thank you very much. That is exactly the point of the comic. It had nothing to do with suicide. I don't know how people missed the whole middle part is what mattered. And just to correct Obsidian, there are a number of occasions where the coyote did just give in, tie something around his face to cover his eyes, smoke a cigarette, and fall off a cliff. I swear it happened numerous times.
No, it would be like he got tricked and he was about to he realized he was about to fall. So then
All right. Well, yes. Daffy Duck shot himself in the head a couple of times.
Get it right, dude.
Because I don't recall anybody smoking a cigarette and blindfolding themselves to kill themselves. I've never seen that.
All right, maybe I got my facts mixed up.
We're talking about Willie Coyote.
No, but more
mangled.
I get that, but more
your facts straight, you offensive
bastard. Yeah, no, I get it. What I'm saying is, I get that all of that may be true. What I'm saying is, what is the sacred cow I cannot make fun of? I mean, what is the thing that that everybody can be, you know, do I have to be politically correct in order for people to just relax? And then what does that even mean? And whose side am I on? And why do I do this?
That's interesting, Scott. It's interesting because I was talking about that just today with one of my readers. And they were telling me that they didn't like my comic for today either because they thought it had too much text.
Oh, yeah. I do hate when Obsidian gets all wordy and stuff.
Yeah, like, whatever.
No, but that's the band. You don't have to read the band. I mean, I'm talking about the actual
people
comic.
People just like the pretty pictures.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
So they were telling, like, you know, that it has too much text. I think it's distracting, and I like
shut up and read Garfield. That's what I tell them.
Maybe that was the problem, Scott. Maybe you just used too many words.
No. But that's not the point.
On the second panel.
Yeah, maybe.
That's not the point. What I was telling him is, you know what? I appreciate your opinion and all, but I stopped caring about that a long time ago. And he's like, what? Why? Like, look, I mean, if I draw a guy with a green shirt, the guys with the green shirt are going to be happy. You know, the guys that like green are going to be happy. But then there's going to be a guy that likes blue, and he's not going to be happy.
Yep.
And if I try to satisfy everybody, I'm never going to make it. And all I'm going to do is stress myself out trying to satisfy everybody. So all I can do is just accept that, you know, some people are going to like it, some people are not, and, you know, that's it. That's just the way things work.
Yeah.
You know, I personally think blue is very offensive.
Blue is terrible.
Well, I think Kristen is a very offensive name. I personally take a lot of offense.
Now, here's the deal. I got the last email I got today. I just finally decided to, you know, I'm not going to answer any more of these emails about this thing.
Answer them?
Oh, some of them, yeah. And I got one today that said this had this big thing about how people he knew had committed suicide, and I was being very unsensitive to them. And I said,
well, they're dead.
I said, get in line. Send. That was it. Get in line, and I sent it to him. Not get in line to commit suicides, just so people don't. I was saying get in line.
You see, you offended them again.
Well, I'm saying people that are criticizing me, they can all have a little party or whatever. It's fine. I'm just saying
you're basically
it's a comic.
Saying that people that are criticizing you should commit suicide?
No. No, what I'm saying is those people should back off a little bit and realize, it's a comic. He didn't mean anything mean-spirited. If I had, I'd have done a lot worse than this. I mean, give me a break.
And it wasn't graphic either.
No, it's just a guy falling off a cliff, and for all anyone knows, there's a big pillow down there just waiting for him, dude.
Yeah. Bring it back in tomorrow's comic.
Should I
bring
him back
in tomorrow's comic and say, I didn't really kill myself. Just kidding, fellas.
That would be funny. I should do that. That's not a bad idea there, Brian.
You know what you could do? You can make the next comic the guy climbing up the cliff.
He gets up to the cliff
and says, you know, something like, I don't know.
I'm back to play again.
Renew my account. 6 more months.
Anyway. It's just a flesh wound.
Yes, it is that for sure. Well, anyway, it's been a kind of a pain in the butt, and that's why I'm feeling a little saucy today.
Wait, I know what you can do. You can make him all squashed at the bottom of the cliff, and then he can say, you know what people say when they die in MMOs, you know, rise, please, or what is it that they say?
I don't know.
That they ask the cleric to please,
resurrect me.
Yeah.
All right.
Resurrect me, please.
Yes, yes. Here, listen to this, because this will get us off the stupid topic of me being the butt of everyone's jokes. Check this out.
My son knows that song.
Wow, dude, listen to you guys go.
My son, I caught him, he was singing it to his teacher yesterday.
Really?
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. Gotta teach him the classics.
Well, I love that in Spider-Man 2 when the girl plays the violin and she's doing the little thing with it, too.
Yeah, they had a band, they had a marching band do it in the third one.
Oh, that was awesome. Oh, yeah. I thought that was awesome in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about this for a second. This was the big movie of the weekend, of course, and even bigger for us because I did this event for Extra Life Radio listeners and Extra Life people and Instance people. And
okay, now you're being offensive to people that didn't come.
Yeah, well, they should have come. They should have. 101 people came, or excuse me, 91 of the 101 seats came. We had a pretty good turnout. I expected more to fall out. So we had somebody from New Jersey, somebody from Tennessee, we had somebody from Idaho. It was like all these people. They all wanted to see Brian and O, and of course, you guys weren't there. But it was really fun. Yeah, yeah. Those people were awesome.
I have a valid excuse. I have a very valid excuse.
Yeah, your excuse is fine. We're letting you off. But these guys that came were great, really nice, gracious people. We had a great time. And on the whole, I think the overall opinion of the movie, not everybody, but most everybody really liked it. I'm really anxious to get Obsidian's view. And then I want to ask... I know, Kristen, you haven't actually seen it.
Brian. You don't care about
I'm always at least 3 months behind everybody else.
Spoilers
from me.
Yeah, exactly. Brian, you've seen it?
I've seen it.
Okay, so before we do that, we got to play this because we may give some spoilers away. So here's this right here.
Warning. Spoiler alert. Warning. Spoiler alert. Warning. Spoiler alert.
Very cool. It kind of makes me...
That is awesome.
Feels like I need to find the blue key and... Get to the next level. Anyway, so if anyone has not seen the film and is worried about what kind of spoilers we might give away for a very obvious Spider-Man wins every time type movie, then don't listen here forward.
It's what I was saying before. I mean, anyway, how can you spoil Spider-Man? I mean, everybody that knows Spider-Man probably knows by now how you beat Venom. I mean, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about that. There are so many great things to talk about in the movie.
The only thing we shouldn't talk about is what happens with Sandman. Because to me, that could be the only spoiler you can have.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, I got to say, we'll talk about a few of these issues, but I thought Sandman's role was way cooler than it had any right to be.
I agree.
I'm not sure I love the ending, but I really loved his discovery of his powers when he first got them.
Oh, man, that was awesome.
Really great. Kind of poetic, cool stuff. Lots of special effects.
So, that.
What are you recreating
water,
the movie back there?
Hang on, I gotta pause it. My daughter needs something. Okay, sorry, my kids are having a freaking war time in there, and we had to deal with it. Anyway.
Yeah. You need to learn to do what I do, Scott. My daughter's hysterical Smack right him. Now. I'm just ignoring her.
Are you just completely ignoring her? That's nice. How old is she?
2.
Oh, see, that doesn't count. Oh. Mine's 13.
So yeah, so like problem is yours can get out of her room.
She knows how to open doors.
Yeah, you got the boyfriends and the whatnot and the TV and the period and the everything. It's all just kind of out of control. Anyway.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Your 13-year-old daughter has a boyfriend?
No.
And whatnot?
she has a boy she has a crush on. Let's put it that way.
Oh, that's different. You know, that's exactly one of the reasons I'm not having kids. Because if I ever have a daughter and that little brat brings a boy home, I'm going to kill that. I'm going to kill that little pervert.
Well, dude,
the boys,
I'm not known for my, you know, my roughness or anything, but there's a certain reputation with boys her age. They know not to come here and mess.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you
see
do?
The size of that guy's head?
He puts on his Venom costume and comes after them.
Can I just make them think that they're in trouble if they come around here looking for my daughter, dude? It's like freaking.
You don't want to go to that Johnson house. That guy's creepy.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I didn't mention up top, and I should have before we go on about Spider-Man. We do have a better chat room running. We have 152 people in already. No lag. It's all good. Welcome to all those fine peeps in there. Okay, so Obsidian, I really want to get your take on, we had this whole argument a couple of weeks in a row about whether or not Spider-Man would have too many villains, that having basically three villains, major villains throughout the film was a bad idea. After you've seen it now in Spanish, or did you see it in English?
No, I saw it in English.
Oh, good, good. What did you think after all of that? After all that talk we had about three villains?
Well, I think Spider-Man 3, I liked it. I mean, let's start by saying I liked the movie. Why don't we all say it? I mean, did we all like it?
Everyone but Kristen
liked it. Really?
I'm sure I'll like it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I haven't seen it, but I know I'll like it.
Yeah, you'll like it. 3 months from now, she'll love it.
Okay, but anyway, I mean, I liked the movie and everything.
Yeah.
I thought the movie was a little bit rushed. It really didn't go into anything with anybody. So
it was a little rushed and it didn't go into anything with anybody?
Yeah, that did sound kind of weird.
I love that, though. That's my favorite new... That should be on posters and stuff for the film. That's great.
But, Spider-Man 3, it really doesn't go into anything with
anybody. I know what you're saying. You say it probably... It didn't really go in-depth with any storyline.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got many characters. There's no way you can do it.
Yeah, that's a
good point. No, but no, that's where I disagree. I mean, first of all, I thought the movie was short. Why not make it into a 3-hour movie? I mean, you can. Why not?
Yeah, it was already.
I mean, I'm not going to be. I mean, Spider-Man is pretty action packed and all that kind of stuff. So I doubt anybody's going to get bored if it lasts 3 hours.
No, not at all. I wasn't bored. That's for sure.
And if they had spent a little bit less time showing Peter Parker doing a disco dance. It actually, that wasn't disco. That was
bad.
You know what? I kind of liked that. And maybe it was because the crowd that was there was this big Extra Life crowd, and they were laughing their heads off.
No. I mean, I didn't mind it. I mean, I didn't boo the movie or anything, but maybe if they had spent a little bit less time with that, we wouldn't have gotten a Venom that lasted, like, what, 20 minutes, maybe 30?
And I would have rather seen more Sandman.
Yeah, I actually thought the Sandman was in the end. This was my big surprise. I didn't expect to like Sandman so much or actually come away thinking it was one of my favorite things in the movie, and it turned out to be my favorite thing about the movie. I love the conflicted character. I love the whole, you know, good guy but bad guy and not really sure what he wants to be and this kind of weird, you know, I love that kind of thing. I like that conflict. That's why I like Batman so much. And I really thought it was interesting, and I thought Thomas Hayden Church played it really well, and the effects were insane. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen cooler particle effects in a movie. I was blown away by that.
I agree.
It was really cool.
Well, I thought, I mean, okay, here was my take on the movie. I mean, at first, when he first fights Sandman, and, you know, we all think he beats him, I thought, you know, this is cool. This is like, he's like a secondary villain in the movie, and... You know, he's just like in the first movies where they show Spider-Man just kicking, some bank robber's butt. You know, now we get to see him, you know, he just kicks some random villain's butt. And I'm that's okay. Then the same thing happens with, Goblin. And I'm like, yeah, cool, that's okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to get a whole lot of Venom.
Yeah.
But there's a huge portion of the movie where there's not actually anything going on, like, an adventure or anything. It's more like a conflict or anything, which should actually be the background, not the main issue.
Yeah.
Personally, I, for example, I like the first fight between Spider-Man and Goblin. I thought that fight was awesome.
That was great.
Yeah, that was really cool. Really well done.
I definitely would have loved to see them fight around a lot more. For example, Spider-Man versus Venom, I was really looking forward to see them fight for about half an hour or something.
Yeah.
And you don't really get to see them fight much. I mean, you don't even get to see Venom do much of anything at all.
Yeah, there was a little Venom in there. I'll tell you what I did like. I like the idea because this seemed very comic booky to me. And Kristen, you've had some experience with both comic books, and you've worked even with Marvel before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is a common thing in comic books that regular movie going audiences probably don't expect. The idea of having a couple of villains join forces for a portion of the story,
I didn't mind that. People I didn't love seem to that. Like that.
Yeah,
I
yeah no, no, that's very common. And I mean, I have to say the one thing I love about, you know, I haven't seen this one yet. I've seen enough of the trailers to know that they've got some of the. I like when they recreate moments from the comic books.
Yeah,
yeah.
That if you're not a comic book reader, you wouldn't necessarily see it or get it. But when you are, you're like, you could see that whole page in the comic book, and there it is recreated.
Yeah.
On the screen,
yeah,
I always really enjoy that. I think that's always a nice touch. To
this was a bit of a nod like that. It was kind of like, okay, we've got these two villains. To beat him, they need to get together. I was disappointed that the way they got together lasted about 5 seconds in an alleyway, and it was way too brushed over. Here we are. We were throwing out what we were critical about. But at the same time, we really enjoyed it. Yeah,
we liked it.
Well, you know what I was expecting. When, first of all, I was very disappointed by one simple, stupid thing.
What's that?
I've sort of grown used to certain movies. I stay through the credits, and I want them to give me something as soon as the credits are over. And people don't stay through the credits because there's nothing to watch after that.
Yeah. I watched all these stupid names. Where's my reward?
I normally expect that to happen in this kind of movie. Especially.
Yeah, I kind of did too. We haven't asked Brian what your take is on the whole. What'd you think?
I liked it. I think I was a little concerned about having so many super villains on there, but I think they did a great job. They combined it at the end with Sandman and Venom, and I think they did a great job. I love the whole movie.
A little too much boo-hooing, don't you think? A little too much crying going on.
Yeah, a little bit of that, and. I don't know. They left a lot open, too, so I really feel like, you know, a part four is definitely a possibility.
Yeah.
I heard that, and you can tell me if I'm, you know, wrong.
You're wrong.
The Venom story, ha ha ha, don't make me come down there.
Yeah, she'll do it.
That the Venom storyline is really just getting started with this one.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Really going to be continued into the next. Yeah.
And that's the other thing
to remember. We try to pack all these things into a movie that could take a year to develop in a comic book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember, again, now here's a spoiler. They, you know, Eddie Brock and supposedly Venom are both perish at the end of the film. Well, if that's the case, I know that in the comic book it carried on with another, I can't remember his name, but the current Venom is somebody else. So presumably a little bit of that goo gets away and it, you know, infects somebody else and they could carry that
darn
character
alien
on.
Alien goo.
Because the scientist guy had.
You can't get
anyway.
That alien goo out of anything.
Oh, that's true, Brian. He's got a little. He's got a little petri dish worth of the stuff, doesn't he?
Well, you know what I felt for a bit after seeing the comments in your comic and everything. I feel like I'm the only guy that thinks that Venom looked awesome. I thought he looked amazing.
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, I did.
I really loved the effect of all the goo, and I really liked how it would peel back. And when Sandman grabs him and he opens his huge Venom mouth at him, I thought it was amazing. I thought it was very, very cool. Yeah.
And again, that's very true to the comic.
I didn't get to see him more.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see more.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Carnage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, but it's a good
Venom is my favorite. Venom is my favorite Spider-Man character. I mean, I think. Mm.
I think I'm the same way. I have to agree. I think he looked really good. He looked the part. I also liked his kind of weird, screechy kind of, pain sound that he kept making.
And
that was cool. I was really into that. And then, you know, I've heard some people say, well, I mean, it's not like a guy under there would really have that giant mouth with all those teeth. And I said, dude, have you read the comic book? And if you haven't, then you don't have any right to, you know, criticize something about Venom.
Shut up.
True to the character. So
yeah, shut up.
So, all right, so let's give it our ratings. I would give it a, I'd give it out of 5 stars, I'd give it 4. I'd give it a, I would have given part 2 5, I think. I liked it slightly better, but I'd give it 4 stars. The one I liked least was the first one. So, Brian, what's your score?
I'm going to go with a 4 also. I think 2 is definitely the best out of the 3 so far, 1 being the weakest.
Yeah. By the way, this is going to be a bit of a Spider-Man show because Rico yep. does a review mid-show.
Really?
And Mark does one at the end, and we even have some phone calls.
Biggest, it's the biggest opening weekend of any movie ever.
Yeah, right we now, may so, as well man. Follow suit, dude. We may as well talk about it. What the hell?
Who are you to buck the trend?
Yeah, it's our show. Yeah. Okay, so Obsidian, what rating would you give it out of 5?
Well, I still have a couple of things to comment about the movie. First of all, I feel that I am alone in the world with. Is am I the only guy that liked the way the Green Goblin looked in the first movie? Because I really liked him.
Yeah. He looked like a Power Ranger, though. That's my only problem with the first guy.
Well, it's a goblin.
He looked far classier than a Power Ranger.
I mean,
believe me.
I thought that it would have been really stupid if they had shown him like the Goblin dresses in the comic, which is a guy in a rubber mask.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I really liked the way he looked.
Well, who's the Hobgoblin? Is that not...
Who, Hobgoblin? He's different.
Yeah, the Hobgoblin is serious. He's totally different. Okay.
Yeah, he's a later dude, isn't he? He's not related. They're not. It's not like Harry becomes the Hobgoblin. Isn't that right?
I thought Harry was the Hobgoblin.
Do I have it wrong? Let's see what the chat room says.
Maybe it's totally different. Old Man Frank says he's someone totally different.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that there's the Goblin. I know that there's another Goblin, and that then there's the Hobgoblin. And the Hobgoblin.
They listed him as the new Hobgoblin.
Goblin.
The movie.
Nude?
Goblin.
The only thing is, when he finally shows up, I thought his suit was lame.
It was a little too skater boy.
Well, I mean, honestly, he basically is just like in clothes, just like black clothes, and that's it.
He took a beating, though, dude. He sure took a freaking beating.
And the helmet that sort of the helmet he was wearing in the first part, it was basically a headband. That's kind of like okay.
He did like a gladiator from that gladiators TV show.
Yeah, and he took a hit. Yeah. He took a hit from that dumpster, and it was like no one had survived that, dude. That little bump he took, and when he was getting ground on the
he didn't survive it. He died.
Well, yeah, whatever.
but he does have superpowers, right? Because he's
yeah.
I couldn't remember, could he heal
or something? I mean, was
what?
That?
No. He just took the same thing his father took. So he basically had like enhanced human abilities.
Oh, okay.
Faster.
Well, it shows what I know.
Like that.
Well, did he have, because the impression I got was that he seemed to be able to heal really quick, because that bomb that blew half his face off sure gave a nice clean scar in a real
hurry. Like half a day to heal. That was awesome.
Yeah, I was impressed by that. Sorry, you were saying, I interrupted.
No, actually, I was just about to get to that, because while I didn't exactly go, I mean, it wasn't my favorite part where they make Peter go bad and all he does is get a emo haircut and become an ass. Because that's what happens. I mean, he gets an emo haircut, he makes an ass out of himself.
No, that's exactly true. That's exactly what happens.
It's kind of like Scott's daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah, no kidding. I'll kick his trash.
He fights against Harry, the way, and I can say this freely because they show this in the trailer, so when he throws the bomb at his face, the way he does it, I thought that was what you needed to do. I mean, that is where you show just how bad he became. That is how you show his dark side. When he throws the bomb, I mean, he just flicks it right back and walks away as if it's nothing. That, to me, was, okay, that's where you see Peter Parker be bad.
Yeah, I agree.
So I really liked that part.
Yeah. The whole dancing thing made me laugh. The Bruce Campbell stuff made me laugh. You know, it was nice to laugh in a movie like that.
Bruce Campbell was fun.
Oh, man.
that was fun.
Now, isn't it, somebody said he becomes, what's his name? Becomes, is it Mysterio? No. Yeah, Mysterio. He's actually going to play a character in the next show.
Like, really?
Not just be a cameo, but be this be a dude.
Well, it's about time. It's about time Sam Raimi stopped having him as a pet and actually gave him a job.
Hey, Scott, we need to stop the show.
Oh, all right, hang on. You got a poo or something? Okay, we're back. Okay. Kristen's having mommy issues with her internet. Yes, Obsidian, go ahead.
So to me, the most important thing was this. When I got out of the movie, I looked over to my girlfriend and I told her, so what did you think? And she said, I really like the movie, blah, blah, blah. But you know what I think? She said, I think they should just stop making superhero movies right here. I mean, that's enough.
Dude.
I mean, no. Sad. I mean, not eternally. Just for a while.
For a while.
I mean, you know, stop with the superhero movies, get on with something else, or at least stop with the comic movies. I mean, movies can have their own superheroes.
Stop basing them on comic books, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, just not forever, just for a while. And I agree. I mean, I think there should be no more Spider-Man movies, at least for another 15, 20 years when they can, you know, do what
Replace
they did
Tobey Maguire?
Right now.
You know, I kept thinking through that whole movie that Topher Grace would make a better Peter Parker anyway.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I thought that too.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah, that was true. Because Tobey Maguire is having like a sort of double chin, isn't he?
Yeah.
He had like this sort of double chin. Right?
Dude, I'm telling you though.
He's like Karate Kid 3, yeah.
You can't dump the hero stuff just yet because we've got something really important this year. Iron Man is shaping up to be really cool.
Oh, no. But the ones that are made right now, I mean, the ones that are in process, yes, by all means, finish them.
Yeah.
Just no new ones. I mean, give it a rest.
Except maybe Silver Surfer with his little wiener package. We're not sure about that one yet.
But that one is already done. I mean, we already got that one. So leave those, finish that, and stop with the superhero and comic movies for a while. Just give it a rest. Do other stuff. Why don't we bring back, dance-themed movies or something? I don't know,
but,
whatever.
Oh, that would be great. But the thing is, that would require that they, you know, there be original thought in Hollywood, and that's not going to happen.
Good point.
As long as the biggest opening weekend for any movie is a superhero movie, they're not going to back off.
Yeah, look what they did, dude. They did $145 million in the opening weekend. That's unheard of. That's unbelievable.
They also spent over $300 million on this stupid thing.
Yeah, so they're halfway there to breaking even. But yeah, I mean, $145 million in one weekend is amazing. And if they can make that kind of money, they'll churn this stuff out. I hate to say it, but they will. And I kind of agree. I mean, you don't want to overdo it, oversaturate the market with too much of a good thing. But I mean, Transformers is all that's on my mind right now. So I'm fine until then.
Yeah, I'll agree
on that. I'm pretty excited about that Iron Man movie, too.
Oh, yeah,
that
Iron Man looks
really
great.
When is that?
Let's see. I have the date right here. Hold on. No, I don't. I don't have it here. Brian, look it up. That's your job, damn it. we'll look it up and fill everybody in on that. We have to take a break. When we come back, folks, we have lots more to talk about. We'll probably finally put Spider-Man to rest. And you got to understand, I mean, this is like the biggest movie in a long time, and everybody's talking about it, and I realize that for geeks who are constantly ingesting all this information every day about this movie and what's going on and reviews and all that, it may seem like overkill, but it just had to be brought up on this show. I mean, it's Extra Life Radio, dude. What do we talk about on here? Anyway, when we come back, we have a lot more to talk about, including what geeks should be getting their mothers for Mother's Day and much more. We'll be right back.
Hello, Extra Life Radio. This is Rico from the Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with another quick review for you. Yes, I did see Spider-Man 3 last Friday. Let's talk about that. I thought it was a good movie. Maybe not quite up to the level of Spider-Man's 1 and 2, at least for me, but I enjoyed it quite a bit. Lots of action and lots of kind of serious, quiet moments with Peter Parker as played by Tobey Maguire. Of course, all the main actors are back in their roles. Kirsten Dunst as Mary Jane Watson, and some new characters as well. The Sandman. There's a new couple of villains in it. Actually, sort of three. It's a really good movie. It's been getting a little bit some harsh criticism from some of the critics out there, and even some people that have seen it. But I think it's definitely well worthy of the Spider-Man movie title that it has. It's definitely worth seeing in the theaters. There's some amazing action in it. The story goes on maybe just a little too long, but it's still definitely worth seeing at the movies, especially if you're a fan of these movies and have seen Spider-Man 1 and 2. So go check it out at the theaters. This is Rico signing off for this week.
Fascinating.
Hey, everybody. You sick of me talking about youbuynow.com yet? Well, too bad, because I have one more to tell you about this week. There's a featured item right now on youbuynow.com. It is the Hasbro Marvel Legends Icon Series 2 Doctor Doom action figure. The best part about this thing is it's only $25.99. Now you say to yourself, well, that seems like a lot for Doctor Doom. Have you seen this thing? It's pretty amazing. You need to check it out. Detailed action figure. It's fully articulated and has a. It's an excellent addition to your collection. Go check it out at youbuynow.com. That money isn't so bad too when you realize you can use Extra Life as your code and save 10%. Help Dr. Doom have a home. Thanks, You Buy Now.
Hi, this is Veronica Belmont from CNET's Buzz Out Loud podcast, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio for the Horde.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Thanks, Rico, for your excellent, as always, attention to detail and or other stuff. By the way, Rico is going to Taiwan for a few weeks, so he sent me pre-recorded Rico's reviews. That's how awesome he is. Unlike Sebastian, who can't somehow leap forward in time and hear our show and pre-record the mashups before he has to go out of town. I kid. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're back, and we have other things to talk about. So Spider-Man, yay, we liked it. It was great. Did you ever give it a rating? I don't think you did.
What? Yay.
Did you ever give it a rating? Stars out of five?
Who, me?
Oh, no, Obsidian. I heard yours.
I'd give it 4 cat turds out of 7.5.
Wow. That's a lot of cat turds.
Man.
That's excellent. All right. Speaking
how are you getting the half turds anyway? That's what I
want to know. Well, basically, when you're picking up the litter from the litter box, you take the shovel and you squeeze it against a cat turd, and and you split it in half, and that's how you get.
I use a cigar cutter, Brian. That works just as well.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So, disgusting. Can I tell you guys a quick Taco Bell story before we move on?
I love your Taco Bell story.
Let me say this about Iron Man first. You're asking about that Iron Man.
Oh yeah.
It's supposed to come out 2008.
2008. Okay.
2008?
I thought it was this year. Damn it.
Nope.
Scott isn't going to live that long.
And while I was looking at that, there is a Leslie Bibb who's done a lot of stuff on TV. And she's supposed to be in a movie this past year that came out, and it's called My Wife is Retarded.
Oh, my gosh.
Has anybody seen this?
No, dude.
Is that on Lifetime?
I don't know. It says the plot outline is a man learns the secret behind his perfect marriage. Apparently, his wife is retarded.
Are you lying to
me? It's got
to
be on Lifetime or We.
You're
Come
making
on.
This up. Not. You're making
it,
this
it's
up.
It's got like a 7.8 rating out of 10.
Isn't
direct to video? This actually came out?
I'm not sure. It's all it says on IMDb.
Fascinating.
Interesting stuff.
Well, that sounds like a fine film. I'm definitely not going to see it.
Live it every day.
When do I get the My Husband's Retarded movie?
Yeah. No, my wife would say that she's currently living that movie in her life right now.
I could write it.
So we're looking forward to Iron Man. That'll be good. I wish that was this year. Oh, well. Let's see.
Oh, it's a Coen film.
What is? My Wife is Retarded?
Yeah.
Iron Man.
Boy, the Coen brothers, they need to get back on the stick, dude. That doesn't sound like a good project to me.
Scott, we need to pause for a second.
Damn it. Who did we lose this time?
Kristen.
Okay, we're back. Well, I'm just glad it isn't my internet tonight. It's actually somebody else's tonight.
Yeah, that's so just great.
No problem. We care for you anyway. We like you anyway. All right, where were we?
Just be speedy.
I can't remember. Oh, I got to tell you my Taco Bell story after Brian's retarded movie thing. Chewing gum. Hold on. All right. So I go to Taco Bell. This is today. Today, in fact. I get up to the drive-up window, and here's what I get. And yes, this is the same Taco Bell that was weird to me last time. So I pull up.
Yeah, you went back.
Yeah, I went back anyway. I pull up into the drive-up, and here's what the lady says. I hear a voice over the thing going, "How are you doing today?" And I said, "I'm doing pretty good. How about you?" And she goes, "Doing great." And then nothing. Dead air. And so I'm sitting there thinking, is she just saying hi and she needs to wait? I mean, I didn't know what was going on. So I finally said, "Hello?" And she says, "Are you going to order?" I'm like, isn't it customary to say, "What can I get for you?" Or, "Can I take your order?" Or, "Would you like a combo meal today?" Or something other than, "Hey, how's it going? I'm smoking pot here behind the microphone," or whatever she was doing. So then it gets worse, dude. She finally takes my number 6 combo. Chalupa.
Really? Here? Okay, yeah, that's cool.
You're thinking, oh, no, yeah, that is number 6. Anyway.
Yeah, there is number 6. Wait a second.
So I'm that's funny. So I pull up. I'm about four cars back. I get up there, and everything seems to be going swimmingly. I get up to the window, and the little they have a little LED that sticks out the side that tells you how much money you owe. And mine says pound sign XX dot, and then two characters I've never seen before.
Excellent.
So they don't actually say money there, and I said, your money thing's broken.
I don't have that.
And the guy
I looked at my wallet and I don't got none of that.
The guy at the window goes, you have taco salad? I said, no, I think I had a number six combo. He goes, ah, okay. Shuts the window. He wasn't really Chinese, but I can't think of how he was talking. So. So he goes back in there, comes back with a bag, hands it to me. He says, okay, you all done. And I take the bag and I open it. And it's got a mound of the hot sauce packets just covering it.
Oh, yeah.
A mound of it. Like they're trying to get rid of it. Like they all turned over or something. I move it all to the side. And sure enough, there's a freaking taco salad in there and no chalupas. So
they're trying to tell you something.
So I knocked on the window. Ding, ding, ding. Yes, hello. He opens the thing, says something like that. And I said, this is actually not the right order. I ordered a number six combo. It has like the chalupas in it. Oh, hold on. Takes the bag, leaves.
I covered it with sauce. Shut up.
Comes back, gives me another bag. This time it had a chalupa in it and one hard taco, which means they shorted me a chalupa.
Oh, man.
And the drink was supposed to be Dr. Pepper, and instead I got Sierra Mist, which is like drinks for babies.
Dude, you don't get Baja Blast when you go to Taco Bell?
Dude, what the hell is that? Baja Blast?
You ever had Baja Blast?
No. What is that?
It's like a Mountain Dew. It's like this bluish drink, but it is kicks.
It's good, huh? Awesome. Really? Because it sounds like the runs or something. Sounds like a condition.
No, it is awesome. I love it.
What's the matter?
I've had the
sounds like something with a whole lot of caffeine.
I've had the Baja Blast all weekend. I don't know what I ate. I don't know what the problem is. Anyway, that took a while to get that joke out. So that was my story, and that person deserves a jerk of the moment. And I mean their entire organization, actually, because they just pissed me off.
But you know what the interesting part? I think that at the first part of the story, when you go up to the window and she says, how are you doing today and all that, I thought that she was thinking that you were the idiot. I bet that she was sitting there going, like, is this guy going to order or what?
Well, I'm sure she thought I was, but she was dead wrong. She's the idiot for, like, starting her little happy conversation. So how's it going? Pretty good.
Okay, so you heard it, people. I mean, you heard it. Scott doesn't want you to be nice to him. He just wants you to get on with your damn business, and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we'd all be better off.
I'm fine having a happy little time with people. I just want them to, like, then move on to the next step and not wait for me. That was so stupid. And all I can think of is this lady in the minivan with 20 kids in it behind me is going, what has taken that guy so long? And I'm thinking, dude, it ain't me. The chick's smoking pot, and she's not talking to me. I don't know what's going on in there.
What's this guy order? All I ordered was taco salad with lots of sauce.
You have taco salad.
You know, what I think is they tried to cover the taco salad. I mean, that taco salad was probably yesterday.
They tried to cover the
yesterday.
Shame.
Yeah, it was probably from yesterday. And they're like, how are we going to get rid of this taco salad? Oh, that guy looks like a doofus. Okay, so they put in the taco salad, and you know what? Let's just cover it with a lot of sauce so you can't see.
Yeah,
that is chalupa. No, take it. Yeah. It is chalupa.
They were trying to blot it out or something. I don't know what was going on. But anyway, that's how that went. Let's move on. We have to talk about this because it's a cool topic, and really Kristen is going to have to give us some good ideas here because I don't think we're good enough for this. And some of the chat room people, you may want to throw out some of your ideas. But what can a good geek son or daughter get their mother? So, Kristen, what are some good recommendations for things that we can buy for our moms? Because I'm lousy at this. I'm the first to put my hand up and say I suck because I'm lousy at getting my mom stuff. And not that it has to be nerd toys, but how can we be better sons and daughters and give our mothers what they deserve next Sunday?
Well, don't be afraid of the nerd toys.
Yeah.
Moms like technology as much as anybody else, as long as you it's appropriate technology.
Right. Okay, define inappropriate technology.
Yeah, so please.
As long as it's appropriate.
If it vibrates, giving my mother a dildo is not good.
I was going to say, I said appropriate technology.
Yeah.
You said inappropriate technology.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Like a nice video picture frame,
Oh,
yeah. Video picture frame?
Sure, with like the pictures of the kids in it and stuff. I think she's hissing out. I think we're losing her.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Video picture frame like the pictures in Harry Potter? Pictures that move?
Yeah. You've never seen those before?
Yeah. I live in Colombia. Which part of this do you seem to forget?
Ah, crap. We lost her again. Gosh, freaking dang it. Freaking internet. All right. Hold on.
I was thinking about Spider-Man 3. I thought they made that blonde babe look kind of good because she doesn't look very good in
She's Opie. Yeah. She's Opie's daughter, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Yes.
Hello.
Okay, we have Kristen again on the phone, folks.
The fun thing is that she does sound like a long-distance correspondent.
Yeah, she do. That's awesome.
That's a pretty smart idea on my part, though.
Apparently, we have to rely on the good old-fashioned phone network of copper wires to get this done. No problem. That's good. So where were we? The question was, geek toys. We said good technology that's appropriate for our parents is good. My mom is a complete and total technology retard. But what you're not saying that we should go out and get them the best computers and network stuff and all these sorts of things or her own BlackBerry. You're saying if my mom just really wants to have good, wants a good MP3 player, then maybe I go get her an iPod Nano or a Zune
Right. Or, you know, I mean, honestly, the best gifts that I ever give to my mom or my grandmother is photos. And this past Christmas, we gave digital picture frames to all the grandparents and parents.
Yeah,
very
and
nice.
Every couple of months, we just send them a new memory card with new pictures.
Oh, with
so
new
they
photos,
can
yeah.
Shove it in,
yeah.
And they turn it on, and it goes.
Sweet.
Like, they don't have to do anything.
See, that's actually that's a brilliant
where
idea.
Where did you send those pictures we took in the bedroom the other night?
We're missing a memory card. Where is that? Why are we doing that in, like, Georgia accents is what I want to know. Is that a problem there? That's kind of a cool idea. That seems like I would do that for
and
my
you can
mom.
You can pick those up at Walmart now.
Well, how much are they?
Exactly.
What do those things cost?
The ones at Walmart, the ones we saw were between $70 to $100, but you know,
I've seen them like $30, $40.
Yeah.
If you look around, you can find them. I mean, they sell them at Walgreens, CVS, you know, Christmas tree shop.
Yeah.
You know, they're like everywhere.
The ones I saw were really super nice, though. They were like LCD screens, real slick looking. So
hey, go ahead, Kristen.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the point, though, is you can get all sorts of levels, but honestly, the most basic one is the one you really want because you don't want a lot of bells and whistles. You just want to be able to give them.
Because you don't want mom calling you.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Right. How do I adjust this picture thingy again?
So, wait.
Your father's upside down again. What do I do?
Obsidian, what are you getting your mom? I mean, you have big plans for your mom? She lives in the States now? Or no, she lived there? Where does she live?
No, my sister. My sister lives in the States, and she's actually a mother.
Okay.
But she's my sister, so she can celebrate on her own.
Right.
I don't think she's expecting anything from me.
How about your mom, though? Where's your mom?
My mother, she lives about 15 minutes from where I live. I'm probably going to have to get her something. I don't think I'm going to actually get her something. Aside from the webcomic and from fantasy art, I also paint.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to, you know, paint her a picture and frame it. And
see, that's nice. Maybe I should do something like that for my mom. Yeah, my mom's like having stuff their kids make. It's no different than when you came home with that turkey you made with your hand on the construction paper and drew around your little hand, you know?
Yeah, that's crap.
I have to tell you, and for you husbands in the room, do not underestimate the value of time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of just being able to say, I mean, for me, Sunday is all about me.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
Well, no, I mean, Erin and I are going to actually go to a spa, and she's getting a facial,
nice.
I'm getting a massage.
See, that's
going
sexy.
Out to lunch, but keep it clean-o. But
lunch.
But the fact is, even the rest of the day, I just don't want to make any decisions.
Yeah.
I feel like moms, we make all the decisions. Nothing happens.
So
in the
you're
house.
Talking about if, like, the lady at the spa comes and says, "Okay, you want a cinnamon lotion, or you want, you know, pine tree lotion?" And then they ruin your day.
No, that kind of decision I can make.
Yeah.
But in the morning, I don't want to have to feel like
nice.
Somebody's kid died in the background.
I didn't do that.
That's my kids, dude. That's my kids. They're fine. They're playing. I
my
can hear
kid's it. Watching Dora the Explorer, and it's 11 o'clock at night right now.
They sound fine. Thankfully, the people on the show cannot hear them, so that's good. You can't hear my kids torturing one another. But, yeah, so
no,
keep going. Oh, you know what's a good gift is, and you're playing yours right now. Don't you think the Wii would be something fun to get for a mom these days?
Yes. If you could find one.
Yeah. You finally got yours, though, right?
I love my Wii.
You
I do. Well, I do, and I you know what's funny? I was actually thinking about it today. I really like the Wii, but I've been a little disappointed in the other games I've tried.
Outside of
it.
Outside of what? The sports game? Everything
yeah,
outside of that?
Like, yeah. At our house, Wii Sports still is the champ. It's what everybody loves, and the other thing that we're obsessed with is the Mii channel. We're constantly adding new Mii's. We get new, like Brian Ibbett arrived the other day with his wife.
Ah, very nice.
Len and Nora arrived 2 weeks ago with Jonathan Colton, John Hodgman, a zombie, and Brother Love.
Yeah, you haven't lived till Ding Pong poops out in your little Mii parade. So.
Well, if someone would actually connect with my Wii, but I sent him my Wii number like a month ago.
I'm a slacker.
And he still hasn't called.
I'm a slacker,
and
I admit.
He hasn't called.
No,
he
I suck.
Writes.
I suck. I suck. I do. I suck. And let me just make a quick recommendation. If you want to have something that's just a total blast, no matter how many people play it with you, however, it is more fun if you have people to play it with, I cannot recommend more highly. WarioWare, Smooth Moves. That's a freaking blast. We play it here
really?
All the time. Oh, yeah. We love it.
I have it. I tried it and, like, was kind of... I thought it was retarded.
Are you playing
well,
it with other people or no?
Scotty.
Well, maybe that's the problem. I was like, I'm not picking that guy's nose.
Yeah, you got... Well, I'm a big I'm a Wario fan from way back, but
been drinking more.
And he's a big nose picker too.
Yeah,
that's true.
I was trying to keep eating this gum I keep setting down, which is kind of gross.
No, you know what game I was
chewing,
actually very disappointed in was SSX.
Oh yeah,
Blur.
The snowboarding. Yeah,
the snowboarding game. I've actually played, I think, every generation of that game.
Yeah.
And this one is really bad. It's
hard to control, isn't it?
You know, actually, the controlling's kind of fun. Like, that's fine.
I have a hard time with it.
The problem is they basically just recycled all the old mountains from the last one.
Yeah.
And the characters don't speak, and the music's terrible, and it just feels like they really rushed it
to market.
I don't
get this new music.
I was like, this is... Bad.
Yeah, but it's still got
boring.
That guy that, this is DJ Dorkface, and I'm here on the South Mountain with my finger up my butt. But this is what I would say about SSX, and I would say this about a lot of this first run of games. Everybody is scrambling to make games quickly for this machine that came out of nowhere and blew everybody's minds and sold like crazy and
right.
is still selling like crazy. And so they're half-assing everything.
Yeah.
This will change. My opinion is... this sort of constant weird third-party crap support will change as time goes on. Not only will people demand more, but they'll have had time to go, okay, we need to have, you know, we didn't really realize this was going to be a big hit, so we've reorganized, we've got our Wii people in place, and, you know, we're going to make this work, and we're going to have better games coming this next year. And so it's a lot like the DS early days, and, I mean, the DS is creaming people now, so.
And
that's what I think.
The thing is a little strange for us. I mean, because honestly, I wouldn't have bought... the Wii. I'm not usually an early adopter when it comes to video games because the games are expensive and, you know, and all the things that you're talking about. But, you know, they sent me this one, so I was like, all right, I'll give it a try.
Can I just throw this out here? You guys got a free Wii from Nintendo to review for the show and one to give away.
We get two.
Yeah, and one to give away as a contest. Here
Where's
we are, Extra Life Radio.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're in Mother's Podcast.
Exactly.
A Mother's Podcast.
Exactly.
You get a free week.
Yeah. I mean,
how many mothers do you know, aside
well,
from
because,
yourself,
let's face it,
that are going to buy a Wii for themselves?
They've already sold you.
Yeah,
they know you're going to buy it. You know, what they're trying to do, as far as I can tell, is reach out to the non-gamers.
So if you're talking to a mom
who's sitting there, you're talking to a mom who's sitting there with all these choices, she doesn't know the difference.
Yeah.
You know, so if you get moms talking about it, and we actually had, I had a bunch of neighbors over about a month ago, and we're sitting around talking, drinking, eating, and then Aaron just stands up and goes, "Let's bowl!"
Yeah.
And, you know, eight women bowling, playing tennis. I know of at least three Wiis that were bought within the week.
Yeah.
After that.
No, I think you're right. I mean, I think you're right. And for them to say, "Here, Extra Life, you guys talk about video games all the time, and your audience is a huge enthusiast market, and you're all they're all buying game machines anyway." That wouldn't.
Yeah.
That they've already sold us. I think you're absolutely right. I still think it sucks because I want free ones to give away. But.
And I even just went out. I mean, I bought today. My son's a big fan of the SpongeBob game on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Oh, SpongeBob SquarePants.
And I just bought the Wii version of it because I was like, well, at least if he's going to be playing, I want him jumping around.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you know, I think that's the biggest sell for me and for most moms.
For other parents,
very
right.
Very active.
Right.
On the other hand, there are times you just want to sit on your butt.
Yeah.
There,
like,
true.
Where I'm like, I want to play a video game, and I really don't want to play, I just want to sit on my tushy and you know, not exercise.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm like, you know, sitting there playing the Marvel game, like, can I just sit here? Do I have to get up?
No, you're right. And what's happening too is some of these early developments are they're not sure what they want to do yet. And they're like, well, what do people expect? Do they stand up and play the whole time? And then they find out later, well, our game really isn't great for standing up for a long time. Maybe they should, you know, we should do something else. And you know, I think what's going to happen is that these third parties are going to have to look to Nintendo and see what they do. I mean, all the best rated games are Nintendo titles. And look at those games and say, wow, what did they do right with Wii Sports, which is a perfect stand up and play this thing for a half hour kind of game. And what are they doing right with Zelda, which is a sit down and play it forever kind of game. And then, you know, Nintendo will have to play the lead here a little bit, but... I would have to wholeheartedly agree that this is not a bad idea, that a Wii is a decent gift idea for moms. Because even if your mom's old like mine and there's grandkids, they can come over and hang out with grandma and grandpa and play on the Wii. Yeah. Or, you know, even if your mom's a little younger, maybe we'll give her something to do and she can lay off of the antidepressants and other things. That's terrible. I mean no harm with that. None at all, everybody. Don't freaking email me. Oh hell, we're gonna have problems.
There is one more game that I tried that I liked only because it appealed to the comic book geek in me, which is the Marvel game. The Marvel, what is it? Marvel Alliance, I guess.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the only reason I've enjoyed that is they've got some pretty obscure Marvel characters in there that you can put a team together.
Yeah.
You know, you can get the Scarlet Witch in, and you can get, you know, Moon Knight in, and Ms. Marvel. I mean, you can put together a pretty interesting,
I have
you know,
some,
but again, my husband doesn't understand, and I'm like, holy moly, Moon Knight?
Dude, I love Moon Knight. I have some old Moon Knight comics from the 80s over here, a big stack
of
them.
Oh, yeah.
I was so into that.
But to have him show up in the, like, the people you can put together on a team is kind of wild. You know, he's not really a first-tier
No, dude. He's not at all. He's a bit of a She-Hulk. A bit of a She-Hulk, I think.
Hey, you leave She-Hulk alone.
All right, she's okay. we do have something we like to do on the show, and did, of course, last time you were here. We like to do a crappy movie of the week, and we're going to do one now. We've been getting so much feedback about all our He-Man talk. That might be a giveaway for about what we're about to do. So here's the intro.
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
And this Crappy Movie of the Week is brought to you by Aaron Hsu. Aaron Hsu has contributed to some of the hosting needs of the show by helping cover some costs. Big thanks to him. And you are officially sponsoring this segment.
So this is like an actual sponsor.
Yeah, well, it's a...
Not like all your lame sponsors that are never really sponsored.
It ain't a watch.
Yeah. Yeah, no more watch stuff. Okay, so I saw He-Man when I was younger. It starred Dolph Lundgren, of course. This is the live-action He-Man. Yeah, it freaking sucked. If anyone thinks otherwise, and they haven't seen it.
You know, whatever became of Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing anymore. Like, what is he up to? Brian, look it up.
Brian,
it's your job.
It up.
See what Dolph's up to, dude. I want to see if there's like a... What was that soldier? What was that soldier movie he was in with?
Universal Soldier.
Universal Soldier, dude.
That was ages ago. Do a better job.
All right. Scott Fletcher's in the chat room. Just want to say hi.
Speaking of Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah,
you guys were cracking me up with the She-Ra He-Man talk the other episode.
That was a fun episode.
My brother was a huge He-Man fan when he was a kid.
I thought you were going to say your brother was a huge She-Ra fan.
No, but the funny thing is he would whenever, you know, and this is the thing with moms, is, you know, once your kid gets into, like, something, you know, say it's He-Man, I remember my mom knowing every character, you know, she could tell you, okay, you know, this is, the castle and Skeletor and Teela and, you know, all these. But then he would always ask for, he's about 5 years younger than I am, he would always ask for the girl characters in the vain hope that I would play with him. You know, so
that's kinda
he would
cute,
get
actually.
Teela and he got She-Ra and he got, you know, in addition, and of course I was like, no.
Yeah. No, I
you know what I was remembering?
What?
I was remembering Ghostbusters 2. If you remember Ghostbusters 2.
Sure.
In Ghostbusters 2, they, you know, and they're sort of like low-life job that they've got right now, going to kids' birthdays and everything. They go to some kid's birthday, and they when they say, who are you going to call, all the kids yell, He-Man. They start jumping up and down. And,
oh, yeah,
you guys
dude.
Remember that?
Yeah, I forgot about that. I wish I could find that clip, actually.
They
That's
go, like,
great.
Who are you going to call? And all the kids start going, He-Man! He-Man! The Ghostbusters just leave, like, oh, my God.
That's awesome. Hey, I have some quick good news for Scott Fletcher. Who's in the chat room. I've mentioned that before. I will be attending the podcast and portable media expo, or new media expo, they're calling it this year. Third year, and I will be there this year. So, Kristen, you going this year?
Promises.
Are you going to go this year?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's the biggest.
I'm really not sure.
Yeah, I would question your if you want to now or not, because I am definitely going. So it's a big. It's all planned. We got all our arrangements made already, even. So we're going.
Wow.
Yeah, it should be fun. Okay, let's get to the clips from this fine film. First, we need to learn who Skeletor is, and he's just the man to tell us.
Your wondrous sorceress will die. You dare threaten her life? I dare anything. I am Skeletor.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I love that. It makes me want to
see
it.
Can't make fun of that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really good. okay. Let's see. We got another one here. Oh, okay. We've all heard the I Have the Power in the comic. Or the comic. In the cartoon.
Cartoon.
But the version in the movie is really bad. Really bad. Like, just listen to how this sounds and you'll see what I mean. This sounds terrible. It's not even close. They should have just used the audio from the cartoon. I keep saying comic, damn it. Here it is. That's terrible.
What was that?
I'm going to kill Loki. What?
I am retarded. What did you say? Man, I thought the retarded one was the wife.
Yeah, I don't know. I am the Russian.
Oh, we all know the truth.
Yeah. What's he doing, Brian? Have you looked him up while we've been playing these?
Yeah, I looked him up. Nothing.
Oh.
He's got a bunch of direct-to-DVD movies coming out where he's like,
Are you telling me that a talent like his is going to waste?
Oh, yeah, it's all going to waste, man. You knew it would happen.
Underutilized?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a couple of movies, but I didn't
see much
anything.
Him and Brigitte Nielsen. Come on.
What'd you say?
I got a question for the mommy.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, which is not you, Scott.
It's not He-Man related?
Who's your
mom?
Yes,
it is. Oh, actually, it's Dolph Lundgren.
Right? Oh, all right. That works. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, I know I've asked you this before, but you can never ask it enough. I mean, you are a woman, right?
That's the rumor, yes.
Okay. So was there like a time in your life, you know, maybe in the past, when you thought Dolph Lundgren was hot?
No.
Yeah.
Ever. Wow.
No. I just wanted to know. I mean, what about
Sylvester Stallone?
Yes, huh? Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone? How about him?
No.
Yeah.
Aaron would say Damme. Patrick Swayze.
How about Van Damme?
Patrick
Aaron
Swayze.
Patrick Swayze for a while.
The muscles for Brussels.
Dancing, didn't you?
Roadhouse.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Roadhouse, baby. Roadhouse. Gotta watch Roadhouse.
I was not a Patrick Swayze fan. I can't really think of who I was.
Yeah, who'd you think was hot growing up? I'm curious about that, too. Like, of the dude, you know, like the Charlie Sheens and the stuff of the day. Who'd you
was
think?
It either the Coreys?
No.
It Feldman. Was Webster, wasn't it? You liked
Webster.
Webster. Michael Jackson. No.
Yeah, Webster's
Michael
hot.
Jackson. I really can't. I can't. You know, it was so many years ago.
Yeah.
That's all
right.
Now.
That's all right. You don't tell me how old you are. I'm older than you. It makes me feel sad.
You are older than me because you said how old
you are. That's true. Now, what I don't remember
but
about.
But you're not older than me by a lot.
No, not by a ton. Only a couple years. Now, what I'm a little confused about is I guess in this movie there were some live action people. Well, they were all live action, but there was like some modern day stuff with like kids. Again, and this, I do not remember seeing
that's
this.
Right. Yeah. Yes, there was. There was like a... Oh.
It was
wow.
It was like a weird time-traveling thing or something.
Yes.
Interdimensional, whatever. And these two teenagers are talking about a Japanese synthesizer, and it was too good to pass up. Here's that.
No, this is one of those new Japanese synthesizers.
Okay, it's short, but it just seems out of place in a He-Man movie. I mean, what?
I remember that. I remember thinking how weird that was, that whole synthesizer solution that they used. That was
Now
that was a little bit odd.
Best part of the clips is this one that describes the great castle, Grayskull.
Of course, everything was solved with synthesizers during the 80s. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, those are good old days.
Wasn't Supergirl the same way?
Supergirl, dude. Well, hold on a minute. I thought I had erased that from my memory, but somehow it's all coming back. Here's the Castle Grayskull narration. Apparently, this is just somebody, I guess a narrator. That's what makes it a narration. Here it is.
At the center of the universe, at the border between the light and the dark, stands Castle Grayskull.
Yeah, dude.
That was actually cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine.
Now, I do wonder, however, how you come about calculating the center of the universe.
Yeah.
And
slightly off center from the center of the universe.
And their assumption that's where the castle is a little presumptor. Presumptory? Yeah. Presumptory? Presumptuous?
Presumptuous?
Thank you, Brian.
The
thanks
word
for clearing that
you are
up.
Looking for
wow.
is nipple.
Oh, nipple. That was nipple. Very nipple of me. Speaking of nipples, we have to get out of here. See, that has nothing to do with nipples. We have to end the show, everybody. This has been a fine another episode. We got to thank Kristen for being here. That was great. Stay tuned for shortly after this. We do not have a mashup, but we do have Mark with his review, his take on Spider-Man 3. And he was there. He was actually in the theater. And I have not listened to it yet, so I'm anxious to hear what he says. So thanks to him for that. Thanks to everybody else for all that they do, especially Rob, our theme music guy. He just doesn't get enough credit where credit is due. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, O. Thanks to my wife for letting me be in here while my kids have gone silent. So either they're dead now or who knows what's going on. I got to go check them out here shortly. If you want to be part of this program, give us a call. That number is 206-203-CRAP. That is crap. You can leave us a message that might very well be played on the show. You can also email us at extraliferadio@gmail.com. Send those, and we'd be glad to play any audio comments you may have, MP3s preferably, or your written stuff. That'd be fine, too. We have a great show next week. Look forward to that. We have the co-founder and host, Derek, from the Skepticality Podcast. I'm going to talk about what the Skepticality movement is all about, or the Skeptic movement, rather. Great podcast, very popular stuff, and it will be interesting to hear his take right here on ELR. So until then, everybody have a great week.
Hello, everyone. This is Mark with your 3-minute movie review. This week, Spider-Man.
Revenge is like a poison that can take us over. Before you know it, can turn you into something ugly.
The suit. Where'd this come from? The power. It feels good. You lose yourself to it.
Whoa.
Spidey, love the new outfit.
Remember Ben Parker?
What does it matter to you anyway?
Everything!
I love both of the preceding Spider-Man movies, but I had some slight reservations with this one. The only reasons why, one, the third movie in a series can usually be a letdown. Two, three villains in a movie can make me wonder if the script is going to be pulled too many directions at once. And three, is anyone else sick of Tobey Maguire and Kirsten Dunst? Maguire just seems an icky, dead fish handshake kind of guy, and Dunst, while pretty, isn't much of an actress in my opinion. Well, I have to say that multiple villains do make it hard to keep a script together. It would have been great just to have the battle with the alien suit and later Venom alone by itself. It would have been good as well just to have the Sandman story alone. I personally don't care much for the additional goblin stuff, so I feel they could have dropped that. That's just my personal opinion. But even with many storylines involved, the movie holds together really well. I do think that the alien suit story was by far the most interesting, and Topher Grace does a great job as Peter Parker's rival. He really shows up Tobey Maguire in the acting department and puts on a great show in their final battle. The Sandman story is interesting. It's not one I know very well from Spidey comics or anything like that, so it's hard for me to put it into context. I thought it was interesting, and I thought it was well acted by Thomas Hayden Church. The one thing that kept going through my mind, though, was how much Church had bulked up. I remember him from his days on the TV show Wings, and he was always a wiry guy. He looks like he spent the last 5 years doing nothing but pumping iron. One thing that really surprised me was how funny the movie was. The middle of the movie has you constantly laughing out loud. Maguire really surprised me by showing some good comic acting that really worked well. I was almost in tears at some parts, it was so good. Action-wise, this is a great film. I tend to be bored by explosion movies because they don't seem to do anything different from each other, but action scenes in this show had me really moving in my chair. I really got involved in them. In the end, the movie more than adequately stands up against the other two. I wish the multiple storylines wouldn't have been attempted, but Raimi did a good job stitching them together. You have to see this one on the big screen because it won't be nearly as much fun on DVD. I give this 4 out of 5 stars and say that it's more than worth the 8 to 10 bucks you'll pay to see it in the theater. Well, that's all for this week. As always, if you do like sports, check out my podcast at sportshistorytop10.com. It's 5 minutes of sports information every day. See you later.
Hey, Scott, Tennessee Taylor here on my way out to see you in Utah. Real excited about it, but I was just listening to the radio and I heard a story about D.C. Washington, D.C., that is. There's a judge who's suing a, I believe, Vietnamese or Korean dry cleaning service for $65 million over a pair of lost pants. Apparently there's some kind of law about a certain amount of money per event per day for the inconvenience, and so he's like, because he has to rent a car and drive to another dry cleaner and such, he's suing them for $65 million. And it's obvious this asshole's just trying to put him out of business or something, because, I mean, and this guy's up for re-election as a judge. He's a judge. It's just, you know, something that, you know, grinds my freaking gears, so I thought you'd appreciate that. Anyway, I look forward to seeing to you tomorrow, and I just called this in case I forget to tell you in person, you know, in case you want to put that on the show. It's just, you know, a jerk of the moment. So, I'll see you later. Bye.
Hi, this is Jose from Wisconsin. I'm just calling to wish to all the moms who listen to Extra Life a happy Mother's Day, and in Spanish, Feliz Día de las Madres. There you go, Obsidian. Translate that. Thank you.
Skeletal man Frank, and ever since you started talking about last week, I've been trying to find me one of them iBots. I'm a bit of a gadget freak in my old age, and I really want one. They sound pretty cool, but I can't find it anywhere, so where can I get my hands on one? Alright, I'll see you tonight in the chat room, darn it.
You know what? This is Gary. I've called 15 billion times and I never get played on the show. You know, that's a question. Alright, put me on the show. What do you have to do to get on the show? So, yeah. This is Lawrence. I'm not on the forums. I'm not on the guild. Yeah. For the Alliance.
I have a question, Scott. I'm playing this Paper Mario, Super Paper Mario. And this guy with the star mouth that keeps... It looks weird enough, but he keeps calling Princess Peach a hoe. He says, well ho this, and well, is that right? Anyway, beady, 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 beat. Ryan Dunaway is now beady, 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 beat. Howdy, Buck.
Hey, Scott and the gang, this is Nat from the Double Dork Meter Podcast.
I was calling to say, just listen to the Brian Ibbitt show. Awesome show. And also the show before with Scott Fletcher on. The cartoon I think you guys were trying to think of, the one with the sheriff in space, I believe the show is called Marshall Bravestar. All right, have a good one. Great shows. Keep it up. Bye.
Hey, Scott, it's Old Man Franks. And I just wanted to tell you, this week for the chat room, you should switch to Ustream. There you go, Seamus. Where's my $50? Darn it.
He basically spends most of his time having adult marital coitus with his wife, Jennifer Garner.